With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota health officials report 57 new cases of COVID-19 and 4 deaths. Brown and Todd counties reported their first deaths. The other 2 recent deaths were Minnehaha County residents. That brings the statewide total to 54 deaths, 1,037 active cases, and 3,619 people who fully recovered. Beadle County reports the highest increase of the day again with 13 new cases. Minnehaha County has 11 new cases, and Pennington County has 10. 14 other counties saw smaller increases. In total, South Dakota has seen 4,710 cases of COVID-19. The World Health Organization recently suspended its clinical trial of using an antimalarial drug to treat COVID-19. It's the latest trial of hydroxychloroquine put on hold because of concerning side effects, but South Dakota's statewide trials of the drug are continuing. State Secretary of Health Kimball Simreisden says the team involved with the trials is reviewing the latest research.
You know, there's about 175 studies across the country and across the continents that are dealing with hydroxychloroquine. They're all different in terms of who they're treating, the type of regimen that they're using. And so just because we see one study that is not moving forward doesn't mean it's necessarily comparable to the study as it is in South Dakota.
The World Health Organization's trial is on hold after a published report found coronavirus patients being treated with hydroxychloroquine dying at higher rates than other patients. Sanford Health is leading the statewide clinical trial to see if the drug can prevent COVID-19 in people who've been exposed to the virus. Sanford is also leading trials to see how the drug treats inpatient and outpatient COVID-19 cases. Governor Kristi Noem won't rule out a possible special legislative session, but she doesn't expect one in June. There has been talk for months of special session to deal with the pandemic's impact on businesses and the state's bottom line. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The governor wants the latest numbers on sales tax revenue, which makes up most of the state's income, before calling a special session.
Based on what we know today, we most likely will not need a special session in the month of June, and that would be before the end of the current fiscal year. Potentially, we could need one later on, though. Revenue numbers will be in next week, and we'll have a better picture then as to what we're looking at.
South Dakota has received more than $1.2 billion in federal relief to respond to the pandemic. Noem says it's not clear if the state can use that money to make up for lost revenue. She says the U.S. Treasury is still considering the issue.
They have been good about giving us some flexibility in the dollars that we've already received. So that's been helpful. We still, though, for the next fiscal year, really would like to see them give us some ability to use it for revenue replacement because of the impact we're seeing to our economy.
Noem says Congress could also pass a law with accountability guidelines to allow that flexibility. The governor will extend the state of emergency she first issued in mid-March to respond to the pandemic. The original state of emergency was set to expire at the end of this month. She says the extension is necessary to continue receiving federal relief money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
A presidential task force charged with addressing an epidemic of missing and murdered Native Americans is resuming listening sessions. The task force held a handful of sessions in person before the coronavirus hit. It's now turning to teleconferences and webinars to update tribes on its work and get feedback starting today. The group says it will meet a November deadline to submit a report to the White House. The task force is reviewing cold cases in Indian Country to find ways to improve investigations and respond more quickly to reports of missing Native Americans. Sheriff's officials say they believe they have found the body of a missing hunter who was the subject of extensive searches in South Dakota. The body was found near Deerfield Lake in Pennington County Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say the remains appear to be 66-year-old Larry Genslinger. He was last seen last October while elk hunting with his nephew in the area where the body was discovered. An individual repairing a fence called 911 after discovering the body. An autopsy is scheduled for today. Art projects and craft work have been helping many people cope during the pandemic, and kids are no exception. An art teacher from St. Joseph's Indian School in Chamberlain is making free coloring pages to keep kids entertained. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
The pages feature popular characters from TV and video games with a cultural twist. Rachel Butson thought them up.
I like to draw silly stuff all the time with the kids. One day I was like really super down, and so I wanted to draw something like that the kids would have suggested for me to draw. So I started drawing like pictures of the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, like doing different like native stuff like canoeing or Baby Yoda in a cradle board and like Super Mario and Yoshi, all like powwow style, and I was just having fun.
She shared these coloring pages virtually and encouraged families to print them off for free and share their finished works. Organizers from several tribes include them in COVID-19 care packages. Butson is also working on several digital animation projects for bilingual books and even a music video.
Because of COVID, they couldn't film the music video, so she had reached out to me. That was like a different project than anything I'd got to do before.
She's noticed an uptick in artist collaboration projects like these since the pandemic. Butson has taken on this extra artwork while finishing out the school year, taking care of her family, and earning her master's in education online.
Yeah, I just don't sleep.
And she recently started getting back into beadwork.
It's like a challenge to myself to make something better than whatever I did last time. So I lose track of time because I just really get into it.
Butson's coloring pages and other work is available through her online shop, My Little Native. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.